In next week's episode, I'm going to address a listener's question about what makes Lutherans distinctive. In this week's episode, as a preface to that, I want to talk about why, even as a Lutheran pastor, I tend not to talk much about that. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you, as always. For the next two episodes, I'm actually going to respond to a very legitimate question from one of the viewers of this podcast. I'll get to that in a second. But before I do that, I just want to say something about the topics for this podcast, which, I come up with every week. Sometimes there are reasons related to the time of the church year or some current event or maybe a book I'm reading. The honest truth is I don't do very much. I'll say it this way. I'm sure there are podcasters out there who are much more scientific about how they decide what to address in each episode as a way of engaging the audience. I don't approach it that way. We don't really study analytics or study what people are paying attention to or aren't paying attention to. And so in a very real way, I guess I'm sort of just trusting that what I'm talking about any given week may be interesting to one or two of you out there, and I hope that's true. But one way I can be sure that it might be interesting to at least one or two is if someone asks a question. And so I'm going to repeat myself again. I've said this many times, but genuinely, I would love to know if there are things on your mind, on your heart that you're curious about Christian faith or about the life of a pastor or what it means to be a Lutheran pastor. I'm genuinely open to those questions, and as evidenced by the fact that I'm going to respond to one of them this week, I'm happy to address them in future episodes. So I just want to make sure that you are aware of my openness to that. And again, there's really no better way, honestly, for me to know that I'm talking about something that's of interest to at least one person than by responding to those kind of questions. So as always, if you've got something you'd like me to talk about, put it in the comments below or shoot me an email and I will be happy to take it up. So the question that came up for me this past week, it was actually a response to the episode we did a few weeks ago about the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, and we'll link to that episode here. And the person who asked me the question is a member of St. Philip the Deacon here, and like actually many couples who are at St. Philip the Deacon, he is Lutheran and his wife grew up Catholic. She also worships here. His question was, you talked about the new Pope, and that was great, and thank you for that, but could you talk, Tim, about how, I guess I'll say it this way, what makes Lutherans distinctively Lutheran? Or I think the way he said it actually was, how are Lutherans different than Catholics? And again, it's a fair question, and you might actually think, out of 300 and however many episodes of this podcast we've done, you might assume that a Lutheran pastor would talk more about what it means to be Lutheran than I have done, it occurs to me, over these last few years. And I guess it got me thinking about that question, and I am going to address it next week. I will talk about maybe some distinctive notes of Lutheranism, or if you want to talk about it this way, of what makes us a little different from our Catholic brothers and sisters. This week, though, before I get to that question more specifically, I want to respond to a sort of different question, which is why I don't talk about that particularly frequently. And as I was thinking about it, and again, this maybe won't surprise those of you who follow this or who know me or have listened to me preach, it got me thinking about C.S. Lewis, honestly, and what is without question his most famous book, Mere Christianity. It's on the top of the many lists for the most important Christian book of the 20th century. And I'm thinking here about his preface. Okay, so again, the title of the book is Mere Christianity. And in the preface, which I will commend to you, if you read the preface, you'll get way more out of it than you will by listening to me summarize it. But in the preface, he is responding to questions. When he wrote the draft, he sent it out to people to review it. And a bunch of people were like, well, you hit this note a little bit not heavy enough, and you could have hit this note more. And these were from people across the theological spectrum from a number of different denominations. And Lewis is saying in the preface, you know, I'm really not interested in focusing on the minutiae of what makes certain denominations special or different. What I want to do is focus on, as the title of the book suggests, what is merely Christian, what is distinctive to all Christians over time. And he gives some reasons for this, which I kind of happen to agree with in my own ministry. So the two thoughts he has about why he's not going down the rabbit hole of particular denominations is, first of all, he says, the questions which divide Christians from one another often involve points of high theology or even of ecclesiastical history which ought never to be treated except by real experts. Lewis plays this card a lot. He sort of always says, well, I'm just a layman. I'm not really a theological expert. I'm not a pastor, so I'm going to speak as a layperson rather than an expert. That was sort of a rhetorical device because he knew much more about Christianity than most people. But I think he's right. The things that divide denominations are abstruse. They're very often complicated. They're difficult to understand. And therefore, I'm not sure they're the most important thing. I would agree with Lewis about that. And then he says this, secondly, I think we must admit the discussion of these disputed points has no tendency at all to bring an outsider into the Christian fold. And as a pastor who's interested in communicating the truth of Christianity, I'm interested in sharing that truth with the whole culture. And I don't think talking about what makes Lutherans, for example, different from Episcopalians or Methodists or Catholics, it's sort of like internecine or intramural squabbling between Christians. If you're outside the Christian thing, I'm not sure that that would interest you that much. So I tend, like Lewis, to talk about things that are broadly Christian or merely Christian, to try to communicate some of the basic fundamental tenets of our faith. You know, related to both those points, I suppose we live in a culture that is polarized, it's tribal. Social media, we've talked about this before, tends to make us go into our corner or our own echo chamber and listen to people who agree with us and abuse people who don't agree with us. And I guess part of my concern is if we go down the rabbit hole of, well, this is what makes us Lutheran, and this is why we're different, and this is, you know, the tendency then would be to say, this is why we're better than other Christians. I just don't know if that helps the cause of Christianity as much as just talking about what it means to be Christian does. I hope that makes sense. So, I think it's a fair question. It's a legitimate question. And again, I'll talk about some distinctive Lutheran things in the next episode. But I also, before doing that, I just want to offer this sort of caution that when we go down that path, it tends to make us a little bit prideful, or it tends to draw lines between us and them. And I don't think in our culture that's a particularly helpful thing. The other thing I guess I would say, and this is the end of Lewis's preface, and it's related to everything I just said. He does accept or concede the point that, look, I.C.S. Lewis am writing about what is merely Christian, and he says you don't live in what is merely Christian space. You need to enter into a particular tradition and live the faith out within a tradition, whether it's Episcopalian or Anglican or Methodist or Lutheran or Catholic or whatever. The image he gives for this is really beautiful. He talks about he talks about what he's writing about as merely Christian is a hall which opens into several rooms. And so this merely Christian is sort of space in a big house that's common to everyone. But he says, but you've got to live your faith out in a particular room. The hall is a place to wait in, a place from which to try the various doors, not a place to live in. And then he goes on to say, you must find a room that works for yourself. Above all, you must be asking which door is the true one, not which pleases you best by its paint and paneling. In plain language, he says the question should never be, do I like that kind of service, worship service, but are these doctrines true? Is holiness here? Does my conscience move me towards this? Is my reluctance to knock at this door due to my pride or my mere taste or my personal dislike of this particular doorkeeper? I hope that makes sense. So again, I love this image of this big hall. What's merely Christian is in the public space, but we live our life out in the various rooms, denominations, traditions, whatever you want to call them, within the larger house. But then he says this, is how he ends the entire preface. And this goes to the point of being appropriately humble about your own tradition and respecting all of the other people who are in different rooms, aka different traditions. I'm going to quote him again. When you have reached your own room, be kind to those who have chosen different doors and to those who are still in the hall. In other words, those who are sort of waiting to decide which tradition to enter into. If they are wrong, they need your prayers all the more. And if they are your enemies, then you are under orders to pray for them. That is one of the rules common to the whole house. Okay? So, again, I'm grateful for the question. I don't want to belabor this, but I will address it next week. But again, I wanted to make this sort of a two-parter to talk about a prefatory kind of comment before discussing what makes us different. I want to just remind us of what unites us all as Christians. I hope that makes sense. Thank you for the question. Thanks for any questions that may come in after this. I will be anxious to respond to them at the appropriate time. And until next week, when we talk more about this, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.